This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are new hate crime charges against the shooter in the Club Q shootings in Colorado Springs. CPR's Allison Sherry says there's a tentative agreement already.
Federal prosecutors filed 74 charges against Anderson Aldrich, who is already serving several life sentences in state prison. In filings this week, prosecutors say they expect the shooter to plead guilty to the crimes in exchange for them not going after the death penalty in the case. That means the shooter, who is 23, will continue to serve multiple and concurrent life sentences for the crime. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
New legislation aims to prevent workplace violence in health care. Here's CPR's John Daly.
In 2022, the American Nurses Association Foundation surveyed more than 11,000 nurses nationwide. 6 in 10 said they experienced incivility and bullying, and nearly a third reported incidents of violence. Colleen Casper, executive director of the Colorado Nurses Association, says frontline health workers are facing unprecedented challenges.
We know workplace violence doesn't typically emerge without warning. And so what are the systems that we can put in place?
The new bill requires healthcare facilities to create workplace violence prevention committees to review incidents and create violence prevention plans that include de-escalation trainings. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The planned demolition of a funeral home in Penrose is delayed. The site is where nearly 200 mishandled bodies were discovered last year. The EPA said conditions at Return to Nature were so bad that the location needs to be demolished. But a new demolition date has not been set. The funeral home's co-owners are facing criminal charges. While the Front Range had sub-zero temperatures this week, the same mass of Arctic air dropped a lot of snow on some ski areas. Steamboat Springs, Winter Park, and Monarch all report about 3 feet of new snow. Statewide, snowpack totals are still just below average for this time of year. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.